here, just so people know, this intro is usually not planned. Live from a location in West Rogers Park at an unclear time, obviously not during 9 to 5, we are here, the Hard Talk Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Talk Podcast. My name is Jordan. I'm here with...
It's Josh.
And it's Yoel.
Guys, I need to get it out of the way. A couple weeks back, I was supposed to mention something when I left my house at a late hour to record. And that is because it's Thursday today when we're recording. I have to make mention my wife has a basketball game tonight, and I forgot to drop that she scored 20 points before we recorded a podcast weeks ago and won a game, a Purion Care Women's Basketball League team. So I just want to give a shout out to that. I don't know if that's allowed here.
Well, I do appreciate the basketball talk. And we can bring this back to...
Was she the lead scorer of the team?
Yes, I would like to know the stats.
I think so. I think on a... You know, she's more kind of like the... Like a Kawhi Leonard type. Maybe not dropping all of the points, but a lot of hard defense.
Involved in most of the plays.
Involved in most of the plays, yeah.
Are there complaints from her teammates in terms of sharing the ball? Or have you heard of any of those complaints?
No, I don't think so. I think she's pretty selfless in that regard.
Any threes?
First of all, it's a very weird situation to be in because I can't go to any of the games or even watch footage of them, which I would like to. But it's, you know, like a from women's league. So I don't know what her game's really like.
So
I
have to ask. She was done with the game before you left the house.
She was, and she came home like, hey, let's talk about the day. And I, you know, the second she got home, I didn't have a babysitter. So then it was like, okay, I need to run. And she was kind of like, are you kidding me? Fine, if you're going to go, at least give me a shout out. So here I am.
Do you talk to her about your softball games? Or she doesn't want to hear
about it? Well, she attends sometimes, and she does like to hear about it.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, well, the belated shout out is, it works for us. Well,
she's got a game tonight, I hope, you know.
Congrats to Maya. I mean tonight because it already is tonight, because it's after 5 p.m.
It's like 3 days later from when this game will be.
Right. But we wish her luck.
Thanks.
And congrats on the 20 points.
All right, guys, here we are. First of all, let it be known, I walked into, although this is an undisclosed location, upstairs in Josh's house, I noticed there was like a team working to prepare for Shabbos days in advance. The dining room table's already set up. You're here. Is that something you can't do? Why do you have a company taking care of that?
It's not a company. It's a cleaning lady that we do not take on our vacations.
Fair enough. Yoel, you had an update to a rule that you mentioned on a previous pod.
Yes, I did mention, due to my fragile ego and my weak emotional state, that oftentimes I will make comments and you look at me like I'm crazy. That has been banned, and you're supposed to encourage my jokes and my comments.
You mentioned this last time, so what's the addition to it?
You did not keep to it.
Okay, fine.
There's stuff like that. I just wanted to remind you of those.
Maybe it's funny, when I was listening to the episode, I remember... When I was listening, thinking to myself, that was a pretty dumb comment. And I remember looking at you like, we both agree with this is dumb, right? And
you're like as he was saying, exactly. Yeah, we had the same reaction. Right.
We'll get better.
Some people will call it bullying.
By the way, you're not wearing a vest today.
Yes. Oh, I did wear a vest. It's on the side.
You took it off already.
Yes, a little warm down here.
All right, guys. It's time to bring in our special guest today. And that would be Nathanael Nathan Davis. Is that correct? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, Nathanael. Not many people get it correct. When I travel, I usually go with Nathanael. It's a little easier. But Nathanael Nathan.
Is that your legal name, Nathanael?
Yes, on the license.
Okay, Nathanael, you've been asking to come on. Since the first episode, you've been asking Josh to come on. He obviously forwards those messages to us. So my first question for you is, why do you feel like you should be on this podcast?
I didn't realize, I didn't get the memo. This is a rag on Nathanael Day.
It depends on your answer.
There's no rule for you. That's it.
Listen, you know, if we're going to go down the road of looking over text messages and we're going to go to the tape, as they say, I think I have plenty of text messages from Josh that I think he wouldn't want me sharing. But
about the podcast or in general?
In general.
I'm happy to go down that road, by the way.
Let's not.
But I've been asking, I don't know if I asked to be on. I'm pretty sure the conversation went something like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know you were doing this. This is something, you know, I said the same thing to Yoel. I don't talk to you as often as I talk to these two clowns. Sure. I might have said, you know, I'd love to be on or something like that. I don't think it was something that I've been like texting him like crazy about.
Okay,
fair. But I also think that the concept that you guys got going on here is really is fun. It's cool and done in the right setting. Like I said, you know, to be part of something that's fun and cool, I'm happy to join.
So. I think that's a fair answer.
That's an excellent answer. I mean, I see where he's coming from. He feels like I felt in 1994 when Heart Talk came out, and I wasn't included. So it's now, funny. Now he has an opportunity.
I didn't even appreciate the Heart Talk, the name of it, until I heard that amazing story about Josh Rosen. I mean, I knew about his the craziness that the whole
are
world just found
out. Are
you
guys the same age?
I'm older, right?
I'll drop.
Yeah.
How old are you, Nisano?
Can 42. I
ask? 42, okay. So similar range. You were in high school, you know, the same, more or less the same time as these guys.
Definitely. I also felt that after listening to a few of the podcasts, you know, your women listeners have been down. I figured by me coming on also, that might help.
Great point.
Right, you have help bring it up.
You have a feminine side also. Is that what you're
it's
saying?
It's not so much or my feminine side. I think just women want to hear what I have to say.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
That does track.
Well, yes. I do have the analytics. I can check that to see if there's
validity.
That'll
be great to see in 2 weeks how we're doing in that and female listeners.
Absolutely.
Right now we're under 20%, correct?
I don't know, like 20%.
Okay,
so Nisano, I want to get to know you better. These guys go a little back further with you, but, you know, and the audience needs to get to know you. So I'm going to go back, way back, okay? So first of all, from what I understand, you come from a very distinguished family, a rabbinic lineage on both sides, right? Your paternal grandfather was this rabbi. You want to tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, I'll be happy to tell you as much as I can. I hope that my older brothers like don't listen to this and they're going to be the OBS, the older brother syndrome. Like, you got that wrong. That wasn't the year, but I'll try to do my best in giving the short picture
sure,
of my...
Sure.
Yeah, so you're talking about
OBS. Is that a thing, by the way? I've never heard
OBS,
that.
OBS, okay. You should use that. Older brother syndrome.
I don't have older brothers, but okay.
They say it about you all the time.
Probably.
My grandfather, my father's father, Rabbi Shlomo Davis, came to America after the Second World War. He got out of Lithuania. He learned intels in Lita, and he got out, and he got over to America at some point through Australia. Long story short, he was from the first 10 people in Tells Cleveland when Reb Motto Katz and Rabbi Eli Meir Bloch, for those who went to the academy... being that this has been an academy-heavy show, when they started Tells, they invited him to join them. He went from Brooklyn to Cleveland, and then he lived there his entire life. My father was born in Cleveland. My grandmother, his wife, was actually from Chicago, the Silver family, who lived on the west side of Chicago. Her father, I believe, was a rabbi in a shul on the west side. Those who are old-time Chicagoans, they know about the old shuls and what Douglas Boulevard looked like in the west side. My grandfather got married. My father moved to Chicago after he married my mother. My mother's parents
And your grandfather went, stayed involved with Tells over the years?
For sure, yeah. He was a Rebbe there, and then he became like the registrar there, and then he retired there until he moved to Lakewood, and then...
Fantastic. So I assume then that you went to Tells for
high school. That would be the logical... Well, it's conclusion.
Funny you mentioned that. Speaking of older brothers, my older brothers actually did. I thought I was going to one yeshiva coming out of eighth grade. I went to YTT as a kid. And then
Beis Yaakov. You went to Beis Yaakov.
I went to Beis Yaakov, exactly. I thought I was going to Edison Yeshiva, actually, when I was in eighth grade, because my older brother right above me went to Edison, and it just seemed like I'm just going to go where he went. And I took a faher, that's a test, for those who don't know.
I wasn't talking to you, Jordan.
That's for you, Jordan.
Jordan, why do you think I was talking to you, Jordan? But I went to take a fahara in Edison, and it was like, yeah, I'm for sure going there. And then I went also to two other yeshivas, Long Beach and Philly. And I remember just going on about my business afterwards, and I came home from school one day. I walked in the door. I remember it like yesterday. My mother goes, hey, Mazel Tov, you got into Philly, and you're going there. I'm like, huh? And she said, yeah, Daddy decided you're going to Philly, and that's where you're going. And I, at the time, I was pretty... not interested, and I thought it's the wrong move. Turns out I went there for 7 years, straight through high school, straight through 3 years of Beis Medrash, and I think it was probably one of the best decisions after, you know, marrying my wife, obviously, that I had in my life.
Just understanding a little bit, so that decision, number one, to go out of town, to go to yeshiva, what was your childhood like? You know, you've heard some of our episodes. did you have a TV growing up? Did you go to the movies? Were those things not allowed? Was the time different?
Wait, are you allowed to speak about like what happened 35 years ago, or is that like still
100%? As a matter of fact, I think that it's when listening to the podcast, I think that we all were growing up in Chicago. I think we became much closer later in life, but the truth is we were all experiencing Chicago at the same time. So there are certain things that we can talk about. We can't talk about the sprinklers in Chippewa Park together, but we can talk about
so
like...
So you took the RTA is what you're saying. The RTA.
Well, it's funny also because growing up, right? If we were like more like Hilltora, we had no clue.
Yes.
Anyone at YTT, and I'm sure it's the same way for you guys, right? We don't know who anybody was from
sports, though. What about from like the JCC?
You have to call it Basiakos. Anything before 1990, you have to call it Basiakos.
But like, we have no idea. Like, Peterson Park, it was just like this place. I was never there. I never knew anything about it.
I knew three families from there. They're all people that went to Hilltora, and none of them were part of the Basiakos or Tells community.
Like, north of Tui is the Twilight Zone for us Peterson Parkers. So it goes the same way. It cuts both ways. But I grew up in Chicago. I did have a TV in my house growing up. I hope that doesn't get anybody in trouble anymore.
Cable? Did you have cable?
Yeah. And
must be nice.
Wow.
Must be nice.
But
what else did you have?
I had a great childhood.
Did you have the four movie channels?
I don't have the four movie channels.
One of them was actually called the movie channel. Yeah.
Yes.
I
do remember
still
that.
Exists.
That does it?
Yeah.
I went to Kyatt's one summer.
Really?
We used to play.
A little crossover.
Yeah.
Well, very modern.
I moved around in camps. I went to, you know, Goodman West, Romamu, Kyatt's.
So how'd you wind up, Goodman West seems typical, local kid. How'd you end up at Romamu?
Actually, the story goes, I went to New York Camp Tervidas, which is a really old reference. From there, I got scarred because people made fun of the way I talked and the way I said number 9. And the New Yorkers were just so welcoming to the 7-year-old that was coming from Chicago. From there, again, it has to do with the older siblings. We were friends with other families in Chicago.
So you weren't kicked out. You weren't kicked out of a Goodman West?
I was.
Someone tipped me off.
Yes. I was, but that was much later in life, actually.
Okay.
As a camper. I made it all the way through.
Let me go back to this for a second. A Gooda Midwest was like the Gooda camp.
Yeah.
Would that be correct? And your parents are very, well-known worldwide philanthropists, right? So I assume they gave money to Gooda Sistrel, right? Would that be a good conclusion?
Like, yeah,
fair assessment?
That's a fair comment.
So for you to be asked to leave would be, it's not just something that, it would have to be pretty bad for you to be asked not to come back.
You have no idea how deep that comment is that you just made, and we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, it was kind of shocking. I remember I was calling for my Dira in Israel when I was...
Is that?
That's an apartment.
Okay,
there. Thanks. I went to the Mir Yeshiva after Philly, and I was in my Dira, and I remember calling. There's 3-4 other guys with me. And we called to like find out which jobs we had coming summer. And I was just informed on the phone, you're not welcome back. And at the time,
so
again.
You were never asked to leave. You were just saying
you weren't welcome back. I wasn't welcome back. After when I was calling for the next year's counselor job, I was told that to move on. At the time, again, I thought it was, going to be horrible. Where am I going to go from here? I ended up going to Manavu, getting a rotator job, which turned into a counselor job, which turned into a division head job. And I was working there after I got married for 2 years as a division head. So it ended up being, and I met a whole new group of friends. It opened up a whole new world for me, a lot of new friends, and it was a good thing. So everything happens for a reason.
So it seems like there's a trend of things just like working out for you.
Must be nice. No,
cable, then friends. Look at that. Must be nice.
I think it's a good way to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything works out. Everything's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen?
It's roll with the punches.
Exactly. So getting back to my Chicago roots, like I think there's a lot of stuff that we experienced as kids, but we didn't know each one was experiencing it. For example, I was thinking about how can I best prepare for today's interview.
You can't.
And I was thinking, that's true, but I was thinking maybe go eat some Tel Aviv pizza and put it on the Brandman's tab.
Yes.
Do something like that.
I don't get the reference. That's not one of our last names.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yoel's...
The tab has since been closed.
Yes.
Many years ago.
Yeah, we know. No, but I do think doing something like that, experiencing old school Chicago stuff is a lot of fun.
We were probably in the same places. We just didn't know.
You guys were living parallel lives that were probably very similar at the time, especially... Chicago.
Not even like to name drop, but like there's certain like families which are larger families in the community, and they give charities, and they run many organizations. I never heard of them, any of these families growing up. It was like two different families. I don't know if you want to start.
And Chicago's not that big, right?
Right. I mean, the Davis family is, you know, the many children and the many organizations, you know, benefit from them. Never heard of the, you know, the Davis family or, you know, Reichenbach, Glenner, like all these families, you know, that give, like you never heard of them. I only knew Reichenbach because they lived across the street from Rabbi Hollander, and we had like a perm suda like there 1 year. And we were like wondering, like, why is like drunk kids outside? Like, whoever heard that people drink at perm?
First of all, whoever heard of a suit on perm?
No. It was like
your family never had one.
No, when you get home from the office, Josh, then you have the suit. That's how it works.
Growing up, we had like Shalach Manos, a few on the block.
Yes.
Perm's over.
Yes. Amateur hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then in terms of your education, though, you know, the institutions you attended were somewhat different than the ones that we did. Was there a pressure to, since, you know, you have these rabbinic people in your family, was there a pressure to, you know, fill those shoes and maybe become a rabbi yourself, stay learning forever?
Not a pressure. I think that I thought, you know, Philly might be too much for me. It turned out it was great. Again, it was it set me on the right path. I was able to actually go back and stay in learning. I knew I wasn't going to be a rabbi or stay in, you know, learn for the rest of my life.
There's still time.
Well, I'm trying to go back there. I'm trying to do like the Benjamin Button and go backwards and get back into learning after, you know, now. But, you know, I didn't feel a pressure at all. I enjoyed it, and I think it set me on the right path. It set me on the right path for where I am today.
Okay, so then you go off. You spend a couple years after high school still in Philadelphia. You go off to Israel for how many years?
Only 1 year.
And then you come back to Chicago after that?
No, I came back to Lakewood, BMG.
Okay.
I started dating for some odd reason.
After the freezer?
I beat the freezer. How old were you at this point? Way too young. I was 21.
Wow.
I beat the freezer. As you said, if you can submit a name that you're dating before the freezer starts, then you get then to continue. But that's the one name. You got to put it like in a sealed envelope. Uh-huh. With a retina scan, it's like a whole rule.
We had the same thing at YU.
And so I ended up getting engaged sometime between Pesach and Shavuos. I came back Pesach.
To the name in the envelope?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you feel pressure to like marry that name just because like you wanted to say I told you guys I was going to date this girl, so therefore I have to go ahead and engage?
It wasn't a pressure. It just worked out the way. But I guess once that ball started rolling, got engaged, got married, went back to Israel to live for a year, which was cut short a little bit. I really would, you know, maybe would have stayed there longer, ended up back in Lakewood for 2 more years, and then moved to Chicago. I say four years into my marriage, I moved back to Chicago. I've been here since 2005.
And then you started working when you came back to Chicago?
Yeah, I joined the family business.
What type of business is that?
This might come as a shock to people. It was the nursing home business.
Okay, so healthcare.
Yeah, healthcare.
Sure, absolutely.
Healthcare. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, that's something that people always said is a big business there in Chicago. And I guess the more I was into it, the more I realized that it really is. But joined that business, and I've been in the healthcare world ever since.
Fantastic.
I do have a comment, I guess, even up to prior this healthcare. We sort of, you know, brushed upon your childhood. As we mentioned, you know, last time in terms of, you know, our experiences growing up, we really didn't do much as families and just watch TV on vacations or
Who's
summer.
Who's we? You mean you?
Well, me and Josh.
Okay.
Or Josh and I.
Exactly.
I have to sort of think about which
way. You guys always
did
the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, but like once again, I was parallel. Like I would watch TV at my house. Like I would watch Three's Company at my house and he would watch Three's Company at his house and Mr. Belvedere and whatever else was
there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie The Cable Guy with Jim Carrey. Ben Stiller. I don't know if you guys, I don't want to spoil for anyone who hasn't seen it.
I actually haven't seen it.
But, you know, Jim Carrey is kind of psychotic at the end, and it turns out because his mother, I'm not going to say anything about y'all's parents, but I don't really mean this.
They don't listen,
but,
by the way.
But they didn't really raise him, and he was raised on television, which is why he'd be so obsessive with TV.
Elf. And with Elf.
I do sometimes think that was y'all's childhood in some sense, and that maybe some of his quirks, we'll call them, come from that experience.
It's a fair assessment. I feel like I'm, you know, Jamie, who had a, you know, kid sister who was a robot. So, yeah.
I mean, no wonder.
Yeah. It's a great TV show. But anyways, going back to the question, in terms of growing up, I mean, was there a lot of just sitting around watching TV? Were you guys going on vacations? Was there, Did they sign you up? I mean, back in the day, you know, it was before the kids, you know, played like baseball, like literally you get like in the Skokie Youth or Lincoln Wood. The kids only play in the JCC. So, you know, were you involved with like the JCC sports or like what did you do growing up?
Yes, I definitely watched my fair share of TV, but I was in the JCC baseball league, and I don't think they had a basketball league back then. Or if they did, I wasn't good enough to be on the team. But I definitely played in the baseball league. We played played a lot of sports. We played against the way we got to meet some of the other kids from the other schools, not Hill Torah, because that was like
us,
you guys.
Yes,
but Airy Crown. We used to have the Sunday games. You know, seventh grade against seventh grade. We play against the
going
parallel
to school
class
on Sunday amateur hour.
Yes. So I definitely played a lot of sports. Went on vacations. We used to go to Florida, which I think you guys covered.
The Caribbean? Did you go to the Caribbean?
No, I didn't go anywhere crazy exotic. I guess Israel was.
No, I'm saying the Caribbean, like the Caribbean hotel.
Oh, I know. No, my wife's family. Sanssouci.
Oh, okay.
You know the Sanssouci?
No.
That's going to be a throwback
for my childhood. Was this for Pesach? Was this for like winter break?
That was for winter break.
Usually. Yeah, I was told like
Pesach,
said, like,
we used to go away to California, actually.
Really?
Really, wow. Yeah. With a long time ago, we went to a hotel that is today a nursing home. Weird. Wow. But we used to go to the Beverly Grand in Los Angeles. For those Los Angeles listeners, they might appreciate that.
We have a lot of them, actually.
Yeah. I went to Israel as a kid a few times, you know, for Yom Tov and things like that. We did not have an apartment in Jerusalem Gold or things like that back in the day. It was very, very old
very
school.
Rare.
Very rare to have, very you know, rare. Apartments like that and
Josh,
out there.
As a child, did you go to, were you ever in California as a child?
I had heard of California. California Avenue? The street?
No.
Yeah, sure.
The state?
No.
The great state? What about Israel? Did you visit Israel prior to your
My first time on a plane was my eighth grade Washington trip.
Oh, really?
And I was very excited. Actually, I was once when I was a baby, but I don't one that I actually remembered, it was in eighth grade.
But you made up a lot of time since then, I think, on a plane. You travel a decent amount now.
Sure, yeah, once in a while.
Well, I think that, you know, you guys, Josh and Noel, maybe could rag on some of the successes of or the maybe a certain privilege that others grew up with that's out of their control. But I would like to commend, I think, Nisanel, the interaction that I have probably the most with him is that he will once in a while text some type of charity event or something, which people make fun of that. But at the same time, it does speak to your involvement in a lot of different causes, which I think is a great way of, you know, giving back, you know, with what you're given. And that's all anyone could ask of anyone. So do you ever feel like you're involved in too much? Do you feel too much pressure? I mean, you're clearly, I don't know if you want to name the organizations you're involved with.
No, no name dropping there.
Are there some that are more important than others?
There's definitely some that are more important than others, things that I have a more of an achrayus for, or that's a responsibility. I'm going to be translating all day long for you, Jordan. But there's definitely some that I feel that I feel closer to. I do get a lot of people making comments like that, you know, oh, it's just another link, another status, which I think status is, I couldn't get a good read on that. Are we anti-statuses? Are we pro-statuses? Do we not want to take a stance on that right now?
That's a loaded question.
Okay. It's a loaded question. We won't go there.
But just let it be known that we don't share on statuses.
Correct.
For undisclosed reasons.
Yes.
Understood.
Although I will say, status sharing, amateur hour.
Yeah. I will say that kids being raised by the Chicago Bulls as opposed to being raised by their parents is also, you know, something that you should be concerned about. But now I will say that there are a lot of organizations that I'm involved in, and I do get harassed about it. It's like something you just got to do, bite the bullet and do it. I have been tempted many times to delete WhatsApp because like it takes away a lot of pressure from having to do it. I haven't been able to get there yet. But
okay,
maybe
so
soon.
I feel like many times someone will go to dinner. There's always these tribute videos to the honorees. Is it typical for you to sometimes appear in those videos? And are you asked, do you ever say no? Are you quick to say yes?
I have said no. I don't get let off the hook so easily. Speaking
on behalf of an honoree.
I've been on my fair share of videos at different sizes, which is always nice to, you know, to see. But I don't love doing it, but I don't mind doing it. Like people have told me, like, you know, if you don't mind doing it, just take one for the team, so to speak.
What if you don't know the person so well?
I feel like you're going somewhere that I didn't know the person that well, and I made something up, and I said, go ahead, just throw it at me, because I'll have to answer for it.
Okay, I will. You'll have to answer.
Let's hear this organization that he's very, very close with.
No, it's not even about the organization, so I'll just throw this out there. In 2010, Bensie Friedman was honored by the Chicago Community Kollel. I just want to first play a clip of Josh spoke in the tribute dinner, actually. Hold on.
It's always the co-op. Every night I come in and I always see him in
That's
the corner.
That's a flex. Major.
And, certainly he's
T4.
Master Torah, Master Learning, and, rain, snow, sleet, whatever it is, he's always here.
Okay, so that was Josh. Now, for some reason, the raw, uncut footage of your interview is online for your interview. So let me go ahead and play that.
Just talking to Ben C, seeing him, I come here at night to learn. A number of nights I'll come here, and my Harus will be learning with Bensi's son. I can't remember his name.
Oh, come on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's play that again because I think you laughed.
I can't remember his name. Let's we just say that again. What's his Aaron?
okay. Listen. That was one of my first videos that I've ever done. It's so funny you found that. I see you know so much about me that you just Googled Nassano Davis.
Was that not the first thing that came up when you Googled his name?
No, there's a lot of stuff. Listen, I went, to page 4 or 5. I went everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that make the video? That did not make the video, right?
No, actually, so in the video, I don't think they redid it. They just, when you said Aaron, they just spliced that in so that when you said seeing his son, Aaron. Right. So well, do you find that disingenuous, maybe? Or maybe you spread yourself a little too thin. You should have been only speaking about people you know you're more familiar with.
In my defense, the Kolo asked me to speak. Bensi, when you listen to this,
Have you ever met him before that video?
You know which Bensi Freeman we're talking about? There's two Bensi Freemans in Chicago.
Yeah. I grew up in Lincolnwood.
Okay. Oh, wait, your father?
He used to bully Josh.
Okay. Yes. Oh.
By the way, there's
a lot of bully talk on here.
Yes.
You might want to get that checked out.
I'm the victim of it.
You might want to get that checked out. This might not be enough therapy for you, this podcast. You might want to work on...
We're working through the issues.
But Bensi, of course I know Bensi. Aaron is not the same, but his next son is the same age as my son. They grew up together. Right.
What's his name?
Are you serious?
He's thinking right
Tully.
Now.
While he said, are you serious? He's Googling.
Yes, of course.
I didn't touch my phone. I left it in the car. I didn't want to be disturbed. I did know Bensi. I do know Bensi and Lisa, and I was... I guess that's why it's raw footage. I don't even know why it's still on there.
I have no idea.
It's funny that this is brought up. Actually,
by the way, no one else's raw footage is on there. Just yours for some reason.
One of the first times, I used to see Nassano basically once a year on Purim. And I always considered him just to be always drunk in a costume because that's how I saw him on Purim. And I would just see him once a year. And then there was a school, I think it was called Geshera Torah. That was called. And I think and Nassano was honored there many years ago. And I guess much like, Nassano said that he was sort of pressured into it. I was sort of pressured to be
you and Nahi, I think, were the chairman of the dinner, whatever it was.
But I had speaking, I introduced Nassano. So I needed 10 minutes to learn how to pronounce his wife's name because or else it would sound disingenuous. Pearl.
I don't know that he's comfortable with sharing that, y'all.
Well, I didn't say her real name. I just said the pronunciation Pearl is not right because that's Pearl from different strokes. Josh, you get that.
100%.
With an A.
Yes. My brain went there immediately.
Right. So, but the point was they oftentimes, these, different dinner tributes,
You wind up in those situations.
Yes. They pressure you because there's only a certain
amount. Listen, I had the pressure to do that video, but it was a pressure to do the video, not because I didn't know him. It was a pressure to do the video. It was probably one of my first ones that I ever did. And same thing with that, the Geshe Torah, which is no longer around.
Wait, time out. You gave me a hard time for mentioning his wife's name. You mentioned a minor. Actually, he's not a minor anymore, but Bensi's son.
That was in the video.
Okay.
Fair. That's public information.
But, I love all this talk about what I've done. I mean, Jordan, have we ever discussed you? Have we ever
Jordan's never the one.
Jordan getting out of his car, here to this undisclosed location. I was looking at him. He looks... He's taking on a little Matthew McConaughey look a little bit.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
With the hair.
Yep.
And you're just going for a whole new. Whole new persona that I've never seen. Very very esquire-ish.
Thank you.
I would say very esquire-ish, very lawyer-ish. For those who don't know what an esquire is, but I think that's where does this whole
is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Okay,
I think it's
good.
A good thing.
Thanks.
It gives you, it looks more mature.
If we're talking about appearances, I will note that you look great. Not that you didn't prior, but I think in the last couple of years there's been some changes to your appearance, looking slim, looking fresh. Tell us about that. You're comfortable.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
Well, actually, can I add something before you answer? As an aside to this, I do feel like since you've had a tremendous weight loss. Some of your, I don't know, the humor, I would say, is gone. Oh. Right? Do you feel like being overweight helped you be funny?
His jokes now are knock-knock jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, imagine like Chris Farley was skinny. Yeah, like, sure. Who wants to watch that?
Well, I'm going to try to touch up on everything. I think there's been a lot of pressure. Be funny, and you're not as funny. And I love those really nice, talk about bullying. I've been bullied by Josh.
Yeah, we'd love to hear a joke because you are the funny man. So,
well,
when you're ready,
do you want to tell a joke?
I'm gonna try to think of one. Something will come to me, but I want to just tell you, I'm very happy to talk about the changes that I made.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, just yesterday I went to lunch with somebody who said they want to talk to me about should they do the surgery or not do the surgery. So yes, I did do gastric sleeve surgery 2.5 years ago, June of 2020, and I did the surgery and I lost 100 pounds because of it. It was life-changing. It was the greatest thing I ever did. I think I've gotten more than 10, 12 people to actually do the surgery since then. I don't think I lost any personality with my weight loss. I think I happen to be an older guy. I think it comes with age. I was having a discussion with a good friend of mine just yesterday. And we were talking to her, like, we're just not as funny. Both of us are not as funny. The guy I was talking to, can't drop names. But he was saying, yeah, we're losing it. We're losing our edge. And it's not true. I think our job is to be 42-year-olds now. We're not 25 anymore. We're not making those. We have to let other people younger than us, like, let's say Jordan, for example, you and your friends. How old are you? Are you comfortable?
It's been stated here many times.
Are you being serious? All he talks about is how young he is.
No, that's not true. And one listener told
that,
Josh.
That was my joke. But how old are you, Jordan? But anyway, right, exactly. My point is that I think it's time to let the younger generation try to step up.
Become the funny
bit.
Guys. Yeah. Some people say that, it's funny. In terms of support for the community and building institution, all this, people say it's time for the younger generation to take over. You're talking about in terms of the humor guys.
Humor, so everything. We always, you know, like the, what's that commercial? We can't help you from becoming your parents.
Those are actually good commercials.
Those are great commercials, right? We're all becoming our parents. We're all just getting older. We're all becoming our parents in some sort of way. You know, I don't know, as crazy as Josh is, I don't think his parents were that crazy about weather and things like that, it was so funny to listen to because I know that he's crazy. Now the whole world, six of your listeners know that he's crazy.
Right.
I really believe that it's not you're less funny. It's that you're a little older, you're a little more mature. You're a little bit more, other things. You're busy with other things.
See, I used to think that also, like at some point, like, you know, I was growing up, like parents were like adults. And at some point you like transition from a kid to an adult where you automatically know how to be proper. You automatically know how to behave. And then like in my 20s and 30s, I realized that that's not true. Like, I just feel like I'm just like the same child.
You haven't transitioned yet.
Yes. Right. I'm hoping maybe when I get into my 50s, I'll turn into an adult. But like, I always feel like at some point there's a transition where you know how to be proper and you know how to behave. But like, you know, I mean, I'm sure you can look at the way, you know, your parents, you know, raised you when they were your age now, like they were adults and they weren't doing the thing is that you're
it's a very
doing.
Good point.
By the way, I disagree with that completely because I think it's
look
just
at your father.
I think just as children, we weren't exposed. We didn't really know our parents like when they were in their late 20s
like,
and 30s.
No,
we just no
way
we weren't aware.
They acted like this. There's just
no
way.
Yeah.
No parents in those days acted like 40-year-olds do today. It just, I can't.
Even think about like Shabbos at Shul, like, you know, the way some parents behave.
They were adults.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
we're kids.
And now there's no technology on Shabbos. You know, there's none of that, but, you know, they don't, you know, behave like.
True.
Yeah.
I think he makes a very valid point.
I think I remember my father turning 50. So I'm now 8 years away from that. I do remember that. I think my father was way more serious then than I am right now, to your point. But our age, I think like, I don't know, less funny, this weight loss. I don't think I want to believe that it didn't really make a difference, but yeah, it was a good decision. Getting back to your original question, it was a good decision. It was the best thing I ever did. And also got me into, I replaced food with golf. So that was, that was good advice someone gave me before I did the surgery.
I think you replaced food with not being funny.
Wow. You ever run into Yoel on the links?
I'm trying to think.
Did you join a golf club?
I did not join a golf club, but I do play a lot of golf as much as I can, weather permitting and work permitting and family permitting. Actually, I should have said in that order. Family permitting, work permitting, weather permitting. I do like to play. I like to play with Yoel. I think me and him have similar – approaches when it comes to the game. You want to just get out there, try to play, have a good, have fun, but yes, you also want to take the game semi-seriously.
Are you guys around the same level?
Yeah, around there.
Close. I think Yoel is a little bit better than me.
There are times, although the only difference between me and Nasanal is that usually when we play, he takes his phone, he just leaves in his bag. He's like, I don't want to hear from anybody. You know, I have to keep up with my chat. So, you know, sometimes, or with work, you know, because sometimes after 5 o'clock, you do have work issues.
True.
Or on the weekends. So obviously I'll leave, you know, my phone, but he just, you know, he'll toss it and his concentration is, you know, his golf. And one of his big things is he loves to walk on the golf course.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
For exercise?
Yes, exercise. Yeah. I walk with weight loss. There's another thing I picked up. I like to walk. It's about 6 miles every time you play like 18 holes. So that's really good exercise. And it's a lot of fun. And yeah, I do like to leave the phone in the bag because it gives you concentration. But the second I look at it, usually throws the entire game off.
But what about like the winter? It's like 6 months you can't play.
True. So there's a lot of business opportunities and meetings that I have to go to, conferences. And it's not my fault. It's just
it's a warm weather place.
It's just the healthcare world that we live in. That it, you know, brings me to these warm places. That's that fair. Sometimes there's a course nearby or two.
Well, so since you know part of your you know public persona is being this humorous, funny, out there guy, and I think that it can may not be true of you, but for a lot of comedians, you know, a lot of times they're using the humor to mask some serious like mental issues. So I think it's really special that you have that. You know, the golf could be like a therapeutic thing for you. I'm not saying that as a fact, but it's possible.
I don't think I'm masking anything. I think it's just who I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't trying to suggest that.
I think you were. And I think you're trying to dig deep and to try to find some deep secret. But there's no real crazy good story with me. I think it's a pretty normal trajectory, I think, for a guy from Peterson Park.
This reminds me. We had that thing from the last pod we did. We will give 3 people ads, we said, for their organizations or their
the first
3 people that email us.
This isn't out on the air yet, but we said we put out an email address for suggestions and questions.
No one's emailed.
Not one email in like 2 weeks.
Oh, what are the chances after last and time we said send an email and you'll get a free advertisement.
So we'll send it at the end of the episode though.
Said that the first 3 people they can get a free ad read.
This is gonna air a week later or whatever.
And that could be a charity, that could be whatever you want.
Do you think we'll have any emails by then?
Maybe. But, probably no.
What's your total listener count these days?
I can't disclose
that.
We can't
reveal that.
No
but
way.
We can tell you by country.
Yeah.
Right. I heard about by country.
Yeah. No, there are a lot more countries. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you might actually get some advertisers. I mean, for a charity, you shouldn't. Yeah, I hope you're not going to charge them anything.
Can I ask you a question? No. As a former, current funny guy, do you have any...
You're not funny. Like, you're mean and witty.
Who said I was funny? I'm not talking about me.
Okay, you're not saying you're funny, right? You're not funny.
I'm talking about Nasano.
Okay.
Not everything's about me.
I don't mean, like, I told you this, I spoke to you a few times. I think that, you know, it's really about a bunch of guys just sitting around having a conversation, talking. Sometimes you have a guest, sometimes you don't have a guest. The zippy one-liners are always great. They don't always come to you perfectly.
Right.
And it's not always about being...
you can look at Jordan when you say that.
Yeah, no, but I feel like my relationship with you, Josh, a lot of time revolves around...
The one-liners.
You know, the one-liners, it must be something you mentioned early on, which I think is a beautiful thing. The fact that his Shabbos table is set... It's beautiful. The fact that he has, you know, a team of 4 housekeepers taking care of it for him is also wonderful. Yeah. It must be nice. So those are like, that's just ragging on the Josh Rosen.
You know what though? I think
we can't say last names.
You hit it on the head. I think we're getting older. We should just kind be of a little bit wise more. Up and let the younger people worry about being funny.
Well, Nasanal, thank you so much for coming on. You can find Nasanal on Twitter.
All you have to do is go to Josh and look at the comments on Josh's page.
He does reply.
By the way, if you think I didn't
we follow each other on Twitter.
Of course you do.
Like I referenced some comments over back in the day.
You've actually liked some of my jokes that you say I don't have anymore.
He was probably because
I was not the one that said that. I still think you're funny.
Was this before June of 2020?
It was after June of 2020. Okay, it was actually, I went to Twitter to check how the Bulls did 2 days ago. It's mind-blowing to me that you let it get to you. One day you'll get there. I remember feeling the way you feel about the Bulls. I remember feeling that way about the Cubs. And it was painful.
Oh, speaking of which, I did not prepare for this. And I have a video clip. Actually,
by the way, it would
see.
Be helpful if you prepared once in a while. I feel like I'm always like digging, researching.
I'll
you don't spend 1 minute.
I'll tell you the working. Problem. I don't know how to put
You told me the podcast is now your full-time job.
Here's the issue, okay? Honestly, I like to write things on a pad with pen and paper, but there's no room on this table for a pen and paper. So I have no thing to prepare because there's nowhere to put it.
We're going to have a podcast studio soon. You know that?
Yeah, I don't know how to
put one.
Like, nice. To put on my phone is just like annoying.
I hope I'll be invited back. I know that, you a lot of pressure. Tell us a joke, be funny, a lot of that stuff, and I didn't prepare at all for this. I told you, all I did was I played golf in the last week indoors. That was more like to get into Yoel's mindset.
Right.
And then
watch the Bulls game.
You wanted to get into your zone. But I hope that when you do have your new cool studio, which I'm sure that's not cheap. I mean,
no,
that's
not it's cheap. Not. It's not.
So, yeah, is that you guys are building it from scratch?
We can't disclose.
Yeah, we can't disclose it.
Anyways, I hope I will be invited back maybe if 100%. If I pass.
Absolutely.
The sound, first, I want to play this clip. I just want to know what you think of this clip. Let me just wait. How does this work? No, it was not there. Wait.
Turn your.
this is perfect. Whatever.
Okay, one sec. Oh my God. One second.
All right, we're not going to play that.
No, we are. Here. Oh shoot. How do you use it? Oh, here we go. Ready? This is Josh. Watching the Bulls game live, as you mentioned, they just blew the game.
2 nights ago?
Yes.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Who threw it away? I can't even see it. This is.
Did you get a video of that?
He threw it right away. Just threw it into on the court. Right into Indiana's hands. It was Caruso?
He's so bad.
He wasn't even deflected. He just threw it into nowhere.
He's just playing defense. Caruso.
But look what he does.
Yeah. You can't remember.
He's Caruso.
A number of times.
Why does he even have the ball?
Idiot. Why is he throwing the ball?
Just send a video to the group.
What I love about Josh is that he mentioned once, you talk about like dropping. I have to be careful with what I tweet because I'm like third level Bulls.
True.
Think. Let me tell you something. No. I think Yoel said it best. It's the people with the yellow jackets ushering.
No. These are like real.
Are they
they're podcasters.
Beat writers?
Not beat writers, but they're like a few levels below beat writers.
Fans.
Okay, Josh, go be careful with what you tweet because you think that like Stacey King might see it.
No, not Stacey.
I'm sorry. That was an old reference. But like
he sits next to Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's our baller seat.
He used to sit in front of Josh, but then Josh got upgraded.
Complained.
I moved over.
Why is there a
I have yet to sit. I don't know. Have you sat in those seats before?
I have not. Actually, I did. At a preseason game, though. Does that count?
No. That means he couldn't get rid of them on
pretty much.
Yoel, have you sat in those seats?
I think I have a couple years ago, but now I refuse to go.
He won't go.
Unless he pays me.
Right, he's going to have to pay him.
I haven't sat in those seats ever.
Do you want to go on Thursday?
Next week?
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, how about Tuesday?
Midwinter break.
How about Tuesday?
I'll be out of town.
Oh,
midwinter break.
Why don't you offer me like a Friday night game?
Yeah, exactly. You knew I was going to be out of town because the whole Chicago.
Where are you going for winter break? We already had winter break, or Josh and I did.
The modern people. The modern people had
to go to RE Crown Hebrew Day School. It was last week. So where are you headed?
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Yes, let's let Josh guess. And I'll guess after him. Don't confirm her.
I'm going to guess someplace in Mexico.
Well, no. That you got to be more specific.
Okay. An island that has a P in it. Punta, Pina, whatever they're called.
Yeah, I'm God willing, going to Punta Mita, Mexico.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
I've never been there before.
Great.
Never been to Mexico before, actually.
Neither have I.
I've also never been to the Aquilina before. But then again, Josh has been there. Right, exactly. Jordan, I feel like we're the same. We're very similar.
Similar childhood, similar adulthood, everything.
Do we go away here and there? Yeah, we go away.
Yeah, sure.
Because you got to get a little vacation going.
But we feel it. It burns a little bit. Like we have to think about it twice. No?
Yeah, exactly. You think about it a little bit.
As long as there's someone doing my laundry.
Exactly.
And so cable TV.
I'm going to Mexico. It should be.
Are you nervous about bringing all the food in your suitcase, all like the cold cuts and the cheeses and all that? They'll be taken away at the airport.
I hope not. I hope that they don't take that away. But yeah, we are bringing food with us, and hopefully it'll be a nice trip. So I can't go to any Bulls games next week, but I would love.
What about the following week? Monday, I've got tickets. So the week after that, Monday, would you want to go?
It's funny you mentioned it because then I have a conference.
Where?
That's in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Are you coming home first or are you going straight to the conference?
I'm coming home. Okay. I'm coming home.
To pick up your
for one day?
To pick up your clubs.
No, because I don't.
To pick up your golf clubs.
My clubs are going with
me. He's coming home for Shabbos
his dining room
table will not be set 3 days before and by a team real, of.
There is, but there. I mean, Josh's defense, it is a big Simon Bracha. That means it's a blessing, Jordan. It's a blessing on the house
to prepare early,
to have your Shabbos table set on Thursday is a real big siman bracha for the house. And it's good chenuch.
That's why we do it.
Good chenuch.
Yeah, but if you take a look at the shach there, he actually says it has to be done by you.
But it is something. It could, even if you're paying someone, you know, there was a lot of big rabbis back in the day who had a lot of money and they had a lot of servants and things like that to answer them. But similar like with Josh's life, I think it's very, very special walking into the house. And the fact that he can be here on a middle of the day and be in his house and just be part of it.
Middle of the night.
Yes. I'm sorry, after
the halachic day. Correct. You're talking about Shaul Zmanios, right?
Wow.
Yeah, there you
go, Jordan.
There you go.
Very literal.
And with that, we will thank Nisanel. We'll see you again.
I hope so.
Signing out. Hard talk.